Dear listener, before we begin today, I, David the Film Dude, sincerely apologize for the following review. I was made to watch Under Duress, the local film Prattville, and made to review Under Duress, the previously mentioned film. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. As this is a free and democratic country, I am under no obligation whatsoever to review this film, and I am doing so out of my own free will. Which is as much as to say there is no scary man with me here in the studio wearing a balaclava, wielding a nasty-looking weapon, pointing it in the general direction of my Prattville, so to speak. Seriously, one cannot make this up. Now, getting down to business. Once again, as is the case with the film to be reviewed, we as South Africans find ourselves trying to do something which we have seen on American television and failing miserably. Prattville is a South African musical set in the swinging 50s in the small town of, well, Prattville. As one would expect, all 212 inhabitants of the town can sing remarkably well and are quite used to spontaneously breaking out into well-choreographed dance. The film puts one in the mind of the offspring of the more successful American musicals Hairspray and Grease. Basically, the movie revolves around the visit of the famous rock star Eddie Electric to the town and his love affair with the owner of the local diner, Emily. Also, Emily's daughter is involved in a love affair with a farmhand called David. Not David, David. Other than that, if you are looking for an intriguing storyline with a huge climax and a satisfying resolution, you will not find one. You would be better off taking your girlfriend next door to see Finding Nemo in 3D if you are looking for a satisfactory climax. Now, as far as the rest of the movie is concerned, the cast of the movie can definitely sing, but for some reason, their mambos and their congas do not quite hit the mark. It is as if their legs can only go so high, which is disappointing, because if you can tell by the way he uses his walk that John Travolta is a woman's man, then I am certain you could teach our local actors to kick a little higher. All in all, I think the director, Mr. Paul Creer, missed the target on this venture. And as far as local films go, Prattville is certainly not the brightest crayon in the shed or the most electrifying appliance in the bathtub. The film's only saving grace is probably the fact that Steve Hofmeyr plays the role of rock and roll legend Eddie Electric and that my other girlfriend, Karika Kissenkamp, also makes an appearance. Right, so how did I do, Mr. Scary Man in the Balaclava? Oh, you liked it. What? Yes, I did say I liked Steve Hofmeyr. No, I do not have any of his albums. But if you take away that pointy object, I will be more than happy to buy some. They can't be that expensive. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Films with David. Please do enjoy your week, and may the Force be with you.